fellowship, and you always give us the word to lead us in blessing living. That's why, please speak to us this morning, Father, so that we know how we get a real abundant life in you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We just enter summer session. Everybody feel hot. And then, yeah, I know everybody looks something fresh. Maybe they change the outlook. For example, light t-shirt or maybe short pant. Not only they're looking fresh outlook, but as we know, Chinese people, they change the food they usually eat. That's why in this season, I believe most of us more eat fruit and vegetable because easy to digest and then not make our body so hard. Something fresh. In the same time, we just passed our first semester. I mean, we just passed June and then we entered July. This is the second semester of 2013. For someone who are in marketing, I believe now headache. Why? Oh, in July, our target still very, very low. We need to work hard. Maybe the boss said, you need to work hard. Do something so that our product can sell out. Yeah. The teacher just finished school exam. Now they are so busy to mark up every student work. And then other things, I'm sorry to say, if some of you have not married and you see, oh, July. I mean, another year. One more year, for example, 33 become 34. How long? Where? Where is my partner? God, give it to me. So everybody's stressed. Not only because summer, we need something fresh for our body, but also, I believe, we need something fresh for our spiritual. If you can tell me, maybe you will say, Pastor Slamet, give me a bowl of spiritual food that can make my spiritual feel fresh, light, and then enjoy every day. A bowl of spiritual food. And then I will give you this morning. I will give you this morning. Let us open our Bible. Psalm chapter 23. Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual fruit that make us feel fresh. Because David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other translation, we can say, I don't want anything. That means this is very, very fresh. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We read and then try to understand this word, I shall not want. You know, this psalm was written by David. David is a king, and then he has anything in his life. But he said, the only thing make I shall not want anything, because the Lord is my shepherd. That means, brothers and sisters, when the Lord is our shepherd, then we have complete spiritual food that we need. What kind of spiritual food that we can get when the Lord is our shepherd? Verse 2, He make me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. What is the most important for a sheep? I think the most important for a sheep is green pasture and water. That's why the shepherd will bring all the sheep, take a walk far away just to find green pasture and water. Green pasture and water is the basic need of the shepherd, of the sheep. I mean, same, when the Lord is our shepherd, then He will provide our basic need. One more time, our basic need. Sometimes we are too worried and then we think too deep. But the problem is, what we think and then what make us worry is not our basic need. That's all is our basic desire. My wife told me, we just have conversation to continue our rental or not. I tried to look around, is there any good apartment with cheap price? I don't think I can find it in Hong Kong. Then the former landlord told me, you can continue stay at our apartment. And then they give us a good price. And then I said, can I get a little bit discount? Good price. And I asked a little bit discount. And then the landlord said, okay. But the problem still, my wife's not feel so comfortable. And then my wife prayed to God, God, if you really want me to stay in this apartment, please, please give me TV rack, 3-layer, and then I don't want to pay $1. I want to get it free. And then another day, my wife go to our mission house, and suddenly she come back and she told me, Papa, I got it. What you got it? I saw someone throw away TV rack and then still in good condition. And what should we do? Take it, go home. And then he got it. God knows what she need. Brothers and sisters, when God is our shepherd, she knows your basic need. That's the first point, basic need. Second point, He restores my soul, lead me in the path of righteousness. My point is in the second sentence, He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Second point, God give us direction. Number one, He fulfill our basic need. Second point, He give us direction. Direction is very, very important. Yeah. As you know, I'm very, very low in computer. I can buy computer, but I don't know how to use computer. So I need someone to direct me. You need to do A, B, C. That's why I don't like to do paperwork. If I have paperwork, then I show someone, can you help me to do paperwork? But if you ask me to do field work, then easy for me. But paperwork, I don't like it. Direction in computer is very, very important. Not only in computer, but I think in our life, we need direction. For example, when we deal with someone, we cannot understand who they are. Even in a family, we all already stay together for example, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Sometime, we still don't know what's inside in our spouse. Sometimes we have misunderstanding. In a family, one day, this is just a joke, they want to celebrate Mother's Day. And then husband and two sons said, they have meeting, what kind of gift that we can give it to our lovely mom? Father said, I have no idea. Always like that. I have no idea. Older son said, yeah, I don't know. Mother never asked something. Younger son said, hey, don't you remember? Everybody, every time when we ate chicken, mother always ate chicken feet. That means mother likes chicken feet. Let's find the most expensive chicken feet. And then they buy chicken feet. Maybe from Mount Everest chicken. And they took one. And that's the most expensive chicken feet. And after that, they pack it in a very beautiful box and give it to mother. And after that, the mother, mom, this is our Mother's Day gift. And after that, mother's open and then mother's shout and angry. Ah! Don't you know? Every time I eat chicken feet because I love you, husband. I love you, first son. I love you, second son. So that I take chicken feet because nobody wants to eat chicken feet. Now for the Mother's Day, you all give me chicken feet. How's you don't know me? And mother cried. Brothers and sisters, direction. We need it in communication, in family. Direction, we need it in a company. Direction, we need it when we want to choose something. But who we are, sometimes we don't know outside the wall. Outside the wall, we don't know. More than that, we don't know what is inside. That's why we need direction. And the Bible told us, He leads me in the path of righteousness. That's the second point. The third point, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, David has experience as a shepherd, and he knows the most dangerous for the sheep is valley. That's why before American Russia, long time ago we call Uni-Soviet, when they have war with Afghanistan, they lose. Why? Because the area of Afghanistan is very dangerous. Mountain and valley. Mountain and valley. So when someone passed the valley, there are so many enemy around that. That's why David say, "Too I walk through the valley of shadow of the dead." This is a dangerous part. Brothers and sisters, today it's look that we live in Hong Kong, but there are a lot of places that I can say this is the valley that make difficult for us. The valley that make difficult of us. What we need protection. When God with us, what we can get it? We get protection. Today, the valley of death is not something terrible, But sometimes the valley of death is something that can make you going down and do some sin. Today, the devil is not something make you scared. But the devil is something beautiful, is something look nice. There are a lot of beautiful devil, beautiful enemy around us. Our president, when he speaks for new graduation of like Navy SEAL, he said, "All soldier, you must remember, don't interact with something nice, but behind something nice can interact you and make you going down." And he said, number one, same like the Bible, three kind of temptation. But I little bit sorry to say, the last he said, don't going down because of woman. I think now not only woman can make man going down. Man also can make woman down. Same thing. The devil change their face. Not something terrible, not something make you scared, but make you, oh, good. Yeah, nice. Let us go together. And then you die. That's, I said, the valley of the dead. But thanks God, Bible told us, "Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." My ministry, 100 people, woman. I need shepherd like this. I need God. Otherwise, I can die. But thanks God, during this ministry, always work according God will. That's number three, is right? Repeat again, number one what? God fulfill basic need. Second point? It's just 10 minutes. Direction? Number three? Protection. Okay? Number four. Let's see verse 5. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy." Frankly speaking, the first time when I read this verse, I don't understand. What's the meaning? "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy." But after read few times and then try to open commentary and then to see the situation and then the custom of the people at that time, then I can understand. This first means, remember the story of Joseph? 10 brothers, they hate Joseph and then kick out. And then after that, Joseph become a slave. And then after become a slave, Joseph become a second man around Egypt. At the same time, 10 brothers come to Egypt. They want to buy some food. And then after that, Joseph save his brothers. When Joseph save his brothers, the meaning of this verse, that's mean Joseph love his brothers. When Joseph loved his brother, it looked like Joseph give a food for his brothers. This is the meaning of this verse. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy." That means God give us encouragement and comfort so that we can love our enemy. This is the meaning. It is not easy to love our enemy. It is not easy
to give some food for our enemy. But because of God, then we can do this action. That's why the psalm said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. God give us comfort and courage to do this first. And then don't worry. When you do this first, the Bible so tell, you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. When we give blessing to our enemy, we never feel, oh, my blessing become less and less. No, never. Because God said, you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. Over and over. Over and over. That's why open your blessing and share to many people, even to your enemy, and you will get new blessing from the God. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Every time we write something for our friend, when they have birthday, we always say, God bless you always. God bless you forever. God bless you now till the end. Nah, everybody loves this verse. But if we say, God bless you today, God bless you only 1 hour, everybody feel fear. We need something that can make our mind feel safe and everything. So we need guarantee. We need life insurance. Where we can get life insurance? Last month, SSBC officer called me a few times. Hey, Selamat, do you want to buy this insurance? When I said, yes, 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 but I have no time. Every day they call me. They just want to tell me I have good life insurance. They don't know that I'm a pastor. I have more good than worth life insurance. I have insurance in Christ. And the Bible told me, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Follow me. Follow me then. When I walk, follow. I don't need to run away to get the blessing. The blessing follow me. Remember that. The blessing follow you from the back. Oh, this beautiful verse. My friend said, how can the blessing follow you? Have you ever seen the sun? Yeah. For example, this is the sun. And then when we walk behind the sun, and the blessing from here follow us. But when we see the sun and we walk like this, and the blessing is from in front of us. Blessing walk not only follow us, but also one step forward to us. That's a beautiful verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now, brothers and sisters, this is 5 packet. Number 1, basic need. 2, direction. 3, protection. 4, encourage and comfort. And then 5, life insurance. Where we can get these 5 packet? If I can say this 5 packet is complete breakfast. Yeah. If you ask me where I can get complete breakfast, then I make me tell you Cafe de Coral maybe, or Millennia, yeah. Yvain and Janela bring me go there. Huge breakfast, $100, complete. But just make you feel full few hours. But this packet make you happy all the day. How can I get it? First one said, the Lord is my shepherd. And then verse 6 said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There are two words. Number one, the Lord is my shepherd. And then the second point, forever. The Lord is my shepherd means you need obedience. Forever means faithfulness. That's why I can tell you, blessing is obedience and faithfulness. Amen. Let us pray.
Here I finally found the Let's pray and let's intercede first for those who are sick and with cancer, and let's ask the Lord to heal and to bless and to give mercy and show mercy. Let's pray and lift them up as you look at the screen. Pray for salvation for those who are sick, and let's ask the Lord to open the door of their hearts to receive Christ and eternal life, and let's pray that His kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. So let's lift them up right now. Pray for those with other illnesses and ailments, and let's ask the Lord to heal them, and that they would give God glory. And so let's pray for them right now. Let's pray for those looking for employment. As you can see, there's some names actually off the screen and some new ones on there. So praise the Lord for that. But let's keep praying and let's see all those names come off the screen. So let's pray for doors to open for jobs and employment. Let's pray for our mission focus today, and today we're praying for Cambodia. Let's pray for Grace and Ashley that are there, and we actually have a team there. Kenny is leading that, and Pastor Nate is there also, and Bonnie's there. Let's pray for Pastor O and his work in Cambodia. His ministry is called Vision to Reality. And let's pray for New Life Church and Pastor Tang, whom we've been serving year after year. So let's lift up Cambodia and all the servants that are there in Cambodia right now. Father God, we thank you for your team, God, right now, God, as they work, as they serve, the grace there, Lord. We just pray, Father God, for a greater anointing, God. We pray, Father, for a representation of your love, God. We pray for lives to be changed and touched and blessed. We pray, God, that they work in love, God. Not the same, Lord Jesus. God, continue to pray, God, pray for the grace and the Lord, God, that they would pray for the board of directors. Let's pray for God to give them wisdom and guidance as they lead our church. And so let's lift them up in prayer. Pray for our men's and women's ministry that after the retreats that there be momentum for the Lord to bring the men together and the women together so that they may continue to grow together in the likeness of Christ. And so let's pray for our men's and women's ministry. Pray for SP 2.0. As you know, that this is just a temporary place, 1.5, and we're asking the Lord for a more permanent place so that the Lord can continue his work. And so let's pray for that, and let's pray for God's provision through a donor that's been prophesied to us. So let's lift that up in prayer right now. Let's pray for tonight is our first summer Bible study. They'll be here in the sanctuary. And so let's lift that up. We're going over Ecclesiastes. And let's ask the Lord to help us to get deeper into his word and understand the meaning of life. And so let's pray for today's Bible study. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We pray that you would fill us with your spirit. And God, we thank you that you are our shepherd, that we would not be in want, God. Thank you for leading us in green pastures. God, restore our soul today. God, we lift up all of these petitions and requests to you. Lord, we pray that that you would be pleased with our worship today. God, empower us as we go to our workplaces, God, to represent you. And Lord, let your kingdom come here in our world today. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I encourage you to stay and pray. God bless you. Have a great day.